Okay, let's get into Yirmiyahu Perek Lamed Hey. This Perek is about going back a couple of years. This is in the times of Yehoyakim, right? One of the sons of Yoshio, that was king for 11 years. Again, years of Avodah Zarah, years of destruction. And this Yirmiyahu performed the following act in the times of Yehoyakim. He brought the family of Rechavim, the family, the descendants of Yisro, and he brings them to the Beis HaMikdash in public, and he shows all of Am Yisrael, look, watch this, and he says, drink wine, drink wine. And their ancestor had made a promise never to drink any wine, their descendants can't drink any wine, and they kept their promise. And Yirmiyahu says, look, they kept their promise, but Am Yisrael didn't keep their promise, right, to Hashem. So how is it that you keep going and keep living as you are, and that's why the Beis HaMikdash is going to occur? That's really the parak in a nutshell. But now we'll go back to the beginning and speak about a couple of the issues. Hadavar asher hayel Yirmiyahu me'eis Hashem. The following is the nevuah. Bimei Yehoyakim ben Yoshio melech Yehuda leimar. Remember the first before the Yehoyakim was king, right? His brother was king for a very short period of time. Yehoahaz, he was king for 3 months. Then Yehoyakim, also called Eliakim, for 11 terrible years, he rebelled against Bavel. A lot of Avodah Zarah. The Gemara Sanhedrin talks about the terrible things that he did. We'll see in the next parak other things that he did terrible. And finally, later on, Nebuchadnezzar appointed the third son, Tzidkiyahu, then Yoshio. He was the last king. But either way, this nevuah took place then. Haloch el beis harechavim. Go to beis rechavim, which are the descendants of Yisro. V'dibarta osam, v'havi osam, beis Hashem. Bring him to the beis HaMikdash. El achas al shachos. Bring him to one of the offices of the beis HaMikdash. Vishkisa, osam, yayin, and you will give them wine there. The Malbim discusses whether they knew about what was going to happen beforehand. The Malbim says that no, he didn't tell them. He didn't tell them because he wanted the element of surprise. He didn't want them to have to prepare for it and think about what they're going to do. He didn't tell them. The Abarbanel said just the opposite. They were going to say, what are you doing? Why are you bringing us to the Beis HaMikdash? What's happening? See, Dafka told them that we are going to use you as a mashal, as a dugma for the whole world. And that's why you should be happy and be privileged that you are going to be this example. So whether they knew about it or not is a question. But the Achronim wonder, here the Rinas Yitzchak, the Taimit Dekra, Rav Chaim Kanievsky wonder, they were brought into the Beis HaMikdash to drink wine. Isn't that, forget the fact that it's drinking wine, which is a personal chiyuv, but what about the halacha of shtuye yayin nichnas lemikdash? That's the first halacha the Rambam discusses in Nichnas Bias Mikdash. Perek Aleph in Nichnas Bias Mikdash. Bias Mikdash are all the halachas about going into the Beis HaMikdash, right? First you have Hilchas Beis HaBechira, describing the Mikdash itself. Then you have Klei HaMikdash, the Kalim in it. Then you have Bias Mikdash, right? That's the Isti, Surab of going in Shikar, going in Pre Rosh, going in Karua Bagadim, going in Tamei. All of the mitzvahs related. So the first halacha in Hilchas Bias Mikdash, Kol Kohen, Akasha Lavoda, Imshasa Yayin, Osolo Likanes, Venamesbeach Velefnim. If he drank wine, doesn't say he is drunk. If he drank wine, he's usher to go to the Mizbeach or further in. V'imnichnas v'avad, avodaso psula, v'chayiv misa b'dei shamayim. And if he did it, the avoda is pasul, and it's chayiv misa, sh'nemar v'lo samusu. V'hu sheyishter, revias yayin, chayiv b'vayas achas, miyayin sh'avar olav abram yom. As long as he drunk something that's called wine in the amount of time that is needed. That's wine. Hayashikar mishar hamishakrim. Also, the karnis lamikdash. If you drunk from one of the other intoxicating beverages, then you're not going to make the base of mikdash, but there is no chiyamisa. Chiyamisa is only b'shas avoda and shikar min hayayin. And the Rambam continues with all the various halachas, but all the way at the end of that perek halacha yudzayin. V'chein aser l'chol adam. Bein Kohen, Bein Yisrael, Lihikanis Lamikdash Kulo, Mitchilas Ezras Yisrael Velefnim, Kshushasu Yayin, O Shikar, O Parua, Rosh, Derech Nival, O Karua Begadim. Anybody can't go in. Even in Yisrael, Avabi Sheino Basara. Shein Ze, why? Shein Ze Kavod Umore Labayas Hagadova Hakadosh, Shikanis Lomenuval. It's not kavod to do this in the Beis HaMikdash, to go in looking disheveled or having drunk something. Okay, hair, if it's misudar, but drinking, you're not allowed to go in. So what are they doing here? It says here that they brought him into Beis Hashem. So maybe the Achronim say maybe it was a lishka that was pasuach lachol. The doorway was in chol, and as the Gemara says, you always go by the doorway to determine the status of the room. Others say maybe it was on the gagos, it was on a higher rooftop, and that's why, according to the Mandamer, that the guy goes for a low niskachu, or the Rinat Yitzchak suggests, we find elsewhere that the phrase Beis Hashem doesn't only have to mean Beis Hashem. The Beis Hashem sometimes means all of Har HaBayis. The Mishnah in Bikurim. Bikurim chayev b'achriyusan ad sheyavo l'Har HaBayis. Sheneemar reishis bikuri ad moscha tavi Beis Hashem. Melamei shechayev b'achriyusan ad sheyavo l'Har HaBayis. So you see, Beis Hashem is a little more flexible. So maybe that's what it means here. He didn't bring them into the Mikdash itself. But he meant Beis Hashem. Right, we've mentioned in the past, Rav Soloveitchik points out that the phrase Lifnei Hashem has three connotations in Tanakh. Sometimes it means the Azara itself. You have to Shech Karbanos Lifnei Hashem. Sometimes it means Har HaBayis, Hariyu Lifnei HaMelech Hashem. And sometimes it means all of Yerushalayim. It says we could eat Meister Sheni or Kachi Kalim in all of Yerushalayim. Use the phrase Lifnei Hashem. So just like Lifnei Hashem might have a couple of connotations, so too here Beis Hashem. Okay, so what does Yirmiyahu do? He takes this family, Voyakach, as Yazanya, Ben Yirmiyahu, Ves Achiv, Ves Kalbana, Ves Kol Beis HaRechav. He takes the whole family. Vaviosan Beis Hashem, El Lishkas, and it gives exact dimensions, as if to say, you know, have to know exactly where it is, because it wasn't Kodesh. El Lishkas, Ben Echanan, Ben Yigdalyo, Ish HaElokim. Interesting phrase, Ish HaElokim, that's usually reserved for Moshe Rabbeinu. The end of the Torah. So the Targum, Rashi and the Radak quote, the Targum, it means Nevi'ah Hashem. That's what Ish HaElokim here means. Maybe trying to minimize the connection between him and Moshe. Asher Eitz HaLishkas HaSaram, Asher Mimah HaLishkas Vaseo Ben Shalom. A lot of people mentioned here in terms of description. Vo'atein lefnei b'nei beis harechavim givi'im aleim yayin v'kosos. I put in front of them big, full cups of wine. Vo'omar lehem shtu yayin, I tell them, drink. Feel free. Vayomru lo nishtayayin. They said, we're not drinking. Ki Yonadav ben Rechav avinu. Our forefather, Yonadav, Tziva, Alein Alimor, told us, lo tishtu yayin. Atem uvenechem ad olam. Do not drink wine. We were told. And they also added what else their ancestor Yonadav had told them. Ubayis lo tivnu. Vizera lo tizro. Vekerem lo tito. Don't be stable anywhere. Houses and fields and vineyards. V'lo yelachem, ki ba'ahalim teishvu kol yameichem, stay in tents. L'man tichyu yamim rabim apnei adama. If you stay in tents, you'll live throughout the generations. Asher atem garim sham. Right? Stay there. Don't focus on gashmias. Just focus on, just build a tent and keep moving around. Be nomadic. And that will be l'man tichyu yamim rabim. A couple of points here. So what was the reason that he told them lo tishtu yayin, don't drink wine? So the Radak here says, because we know that throughout Tanakh, and just logically, wine often causes problems. Wine causes problems. V'shtiyas hayayim shemanam, says the Radak. Mimashi yadua, misibaso, shemetarev dais, mishiyishkebo. Right, somebody drinks wine. There's so many, right, throughout Tanakh. Who drank wine? Right, we have Lot and his daughters drank wine, and later on, Achashverosh drinks a lot of wine, right? There's a lot of wine in many of the stories in Tanakh, generally not good. Noach drank wine, obviously, early in the Torah. V'sibas HaGolas, the Radak quotes Aseret HaShvatim, Harbus Shtiyas Yayin, so many sins, and that's why we stay away from wine, and that's why he told his descendants, don't drink wine, right? Purim is a difference, an exception to the rule. Chayav Anush Levesume, right? That's an exception to the rule. Even on Purim, I might add that there are limitations, right? I always like to quote the Meiri, the Bir Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Meiri in Hilchas Purim. Tafrei Sadihei Umikol Makom Ein Anu Mitzuvin Lehishtaker Ula Hafchis Atzmeinu Mitoch Asimcha. There is no tzivui to lessen ourselves. Shalonet Savino Al Simcha Shel Holus Veshel Shtus. Right, foolishness and just losing oneself's crazy. Ala b'simcha shel tainug sheyagia mitocha la'avas Hashem yisbarach v'hodal anisim she'asalanu. Only a type of shichrus state that will lead to avas Hashem and hodal takadosh baruch hu. But if somebody drinks yosim meher gerlo, you know that is enough. But again, it can't be that Chazal instituted a mitzvah that will cause a chil Hashem. If there's any type of chil Hashem that is possible based on one's behavior, then one has to realize that that's not the mitzvah. It's not the mitzvah. Is it possible that the Rabbanan would institute a din Rabbanan? Again, the Abu Dram says, why is there anything to do with wine? Because the nisim happened through wine. So if the nisim happened through wine, that's why there's a mitzvah to reenact and remember the nisim through wine. But not that it is a heter to do whatever one wants. That's one idea. Why did he ask for the wine? Because of the because of the dangers of the wine. But if we look in the Medrash, the Sifri in Bahaloscha quotes another pshat of why he asked wine, because he foresaw what was going to happen in the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Sifri, Yonadav Aviem yada sheBeis HaMikdash asid li charev, v'tziva lezaro, shaholu Beis HaMikdash asid li charev, gozer ani aleichem, shetisablu al HaMikdash, ki'ilu charev achshav, v'lotishtu yayin, Bimis Abel, because it's going to be destroyed. And that's why he brought him to Beis Hashem, because this is what they were mourning for, and they're not drinking wine there because they are mourning. So it's fascinating that the Beis HaMikdash is still here. It's still standing. And it's many years before, right? We're not even in the years of Sidkio, the last king yet. We're in the years of Yoyakim. But they know, and Yonadav knew hundreds of years earlier, right? Yonadav was in the much earlier times, 300 years earlier, as we will, Hashem, talk about soon. But that is an Avelos, a din of Avelos, a din of Aninus, that one should perform, right? We know, not drinking wine. We don't drink wine during the 9 days, right, at that time of year, because also, Zecha L'Churban, the Gemara in Baba Basra, there were those that wanted to aser wine forever, completely, because of Zecha L'Churban. But Chazal did not accept that, right? After the time of the Beis HaMikdash, they were so distraught, they had to figure out the balance of what are they going to take with them and how are they going to continue living, right? So at the time, they said, Tan Rabban, the Gemara in the end of Cheskas Abatim, Samach Amabez in Baba Basra, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, they made Xerah not to eat meat, not to drink wine. Rabbi Yeshua says, why aren't you drinking meat or drinking wine or eating meat? Amrilo nochal basar, shimenu makriven agavi amizbeach, v'achshav batel, nishte yayin, sheminaschan agavi amizbeach, v'achshav batel, how can we? Amrilem imkein, lechem lo nochal, shekvah balo menachas, so you think that's logical, so don't eat bread? Efshem of Paris, they're like, okay, we'll eat fruit. Paris don't know chal. Shekfar balu bikurim. How can you eat fruit? Like, okay. Efshem of Paris acherim. Maybe we'll only eat fruit that you can't bring karbanas from. Mayim lo nishte. Batal nisach hamayim. They didn't answer because you can't live without water. Armalem, he says, you can't go far. Ain't gozong zero at Sibur. LNK Rabat Sibri chol la'amod bo. And people need wine and people need meat generally. And that is why we have wine and meat, generally bizman hazeh. But this idea of Avelus, this idea of the Medrash, the Sefirin Baloscha, is amazing. Because it's Avelus before the Churban actually happened. They knew it was going to happen, but it's actually before. There are two other places where we find such a concept of Avelus before an event happens. There is a Yerushalmi, the Yerushalmi in Moed Katan that says, right, the pasuk says in Parshas Noach, "Vahilu shevas hayamim," another 7 days, and Hashem's going to bring the mabul. So Rashi quotes, "What were those 7 days? Those were the 7 days of Avelus Shiva Mesushelach. Mesushelach just died, and Hashem didn't want to bring the mabul during the time of that great tzaddik's Avelus. That's why he delayed a week in order for the Avelus to be completed. But if you look in the Yerushalmi in Moed Katan and Perak Gimel, there's another idea. Hashem was sitting Shiva for the world." Unbelievable. Before the world was created, before the Mabel actually happened, Hashem said Shiva, asked the Yerushalmi, are you Misabel Kodem Shiyamus Hameis? Isn't there a reaction? So Ella answers the Yerushalmi, Basar Vadam She'eni Odea Ma'asilios Eino Misabel Ad Shiyamus Hameis. A human being doesn't know what's going to be in the future, so we have to wait. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shehu Yodea Ma'asilios Shimer Al Olamo Tchila. He was Meshamer and was, so to speak, had Avelos before. Because if you know Vadai, then that's it. You know Vadai, so you can have Avelos beforehand. Right? His Ki'ilu is done. Where else do we find a similar idea? David HaMelech. David HaMelech, after he's seen Batsheva, and he's told by Nasa, Natoha Ish, and he was gozer his own gzardin, so we know his little baby got deathly ill. Says not David to Nasa and Chatasi Lashem, but Yemar Nasa al David. Gam Hashem hevir Chatas chalo tamus, you won't die. Eves kinis niatzes oivi Hashem. Gam haben hayilod lecha mos yamus, your son is going to die. Vayelach Nasa al Beisel, Nasa goes home. The child gets sick. Vayivakish David es alokim bar hanar. David starts davening. Vayatsam David som uvava lon b'shachav artzi. He's lying on the ground. And they try to get him up. V'lo ava, he did not want to get up. V'yiba yom ha-shvi, 7 days later, v'yamas ha-yaled. He dies. David figures it out, even though they didn't tell him. V'yamas, what does he do? He gets up, right after the death. V'yakam David me'aretz, v'yirchatz, v'yasach, v'yichalif, v'simlosav. He changes clothes. V'yavo beis Hashem, v'yishtachu, v'yavo, v'yisov, v'yishal, v'yisimu lo lechem, v'yochal. Right, what right afterwards? Right, that's the opposite, because David knew that he was already told by a Navi. So he was really kind of sitting on Avilas beforehand of seven, and then he was going to get up. But that is two ideas here. Why is it that Yonadav had told his descendants that they should not eat, drink any wine among the other behaviors that he told them? So it's because wine, A, causes problems, and number two, it is maybe Avilas beforehand. Continuing. So what do they do? This is what they tell Yirmiyahu. Yirmiyahu try to give them wine, and they say, no, we're not drinking. We're listening to him. Our whole families, right? We don't drink. And nothing kavua. No strong houses and vineyards and fields. We're happy to live in the tents. Vanishma vanas kachol asher tzivanu Yonadav avinu. We're listening. Why are we here now? Why are we in Yerushalayim? So they say, because there's no place to, we can't have our tents anywhere. Ba'alos nevuchadretzar melabav el-aretz, v'nor bo v'novo Yerushalayim. So then we had to come here. But this is not our ideal. Vayidav Hashem le-Yirmiyahu le-Emar. See, after showing, Yirmiyahu does this whole thing in front of everybody. Yirmiyahu, Hashem tells Yirmiyahu, call Hashem Tzvakos Elokei Yisrael, tell them, Halok v'amart el Yehuda, tell the people of Yehuda, Halok tikhu musar, lishmo el devarayinu Hashem, take a message from these people. Who kam es divrei Yehonadav ben Rechav? They followed their forefather, asher tzivez banav l'vilti shtos yayin, v'lo shasu arayam hazeh, kishamu, v'anochi tibardi aleichem hashki medaber, I keep talking to you, morning and night, through my Nevi'im, v'lo shamatim ilai. You didn't listen to me? I keep talking to you day and night. So again, the simple understanding is through the Nevi'im. The Abarbanel says, maybe in this pasuk you have alluded to the first two Dibros. Right? Because you have Va'anochi, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, and Velo. That's Lo Yielacha. Right? So that is why you have both of those that's alluding to in, they don't keep the Aseres HaDibros. And we know those are the two that they heard directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's what he is saying. He's saying that, you know, what are you, Hashem says that through Yirmiyahu, that they are listening to their forefather, you're not listening to your father, what you heard from me, Anochi v'lo yilacha. There is an amazing concept of the Meshachachma. Meshachachma is trying to answer the question that the Ramban asks on the Rambam. The Rambam counts at least four mitzvos in the Lo Sa'aseh, the second Dibur. Lo Sa'aseh Lecha Pesel, Lo Sishtachav Elohem, V'lo Sa'avdeim, and Anochi Hashem Elokecha in the first four. The problem is, what's the source for 613 mitzvos? Torah Tzivalanu Moshe. Torah's Gematria 611 we heard straight from Moshe. And then two we heard straight from Hashem. That's what Gemara says at the end of Maseches Makos. So it's 611 plus two. How could the Rambam count four in those two? Then it would be 609 plus four. That's the question, the strong question the Ramban asks on the Rambam. It says the Meshech Chachma in Parshas Yisro, no. The Rambam understands, Anochi v'lo yilacha mipi ha-gvur shmanum, not that Hashem said actually those words, and that's what they heard, the first two Dibros. No, it was just the experience of being connected to Hashem. And B'nai Yisrael didn't hear anything. They just had, the feeling, they had the recognition, the divine revelation, and that was Anochi v'lo yilacha. Afterwards, Moshe went through all the details, but those are the first two. So that's what, according to the Meshech Chachma, which is out of the Rambam, that's what the And putting that together with the Abarbanel, that's what Yirmiyahu is telling them. You don't listen. I send Nevi'im to you. I appear to you. V'lo shamatem. V'ashlach aleichem es kol avada ha-Nevi'im hashkim v'shaloach le'mar. I send you the Nevi'im. Shvuna ish midarko ara. Return. Ve'tivu mal aleichem. The Abarbanel says, go back. Los aseis. Ve'tivu. Aseis. V'altelcho achari Elohim achirim la'avdam. And don't follow the other gods. U'shvu al adam asher nasati lechem la'avoseichem. Go back. You will stay here. You didn't listen. You didn't listen. They listened to their father, but you don't listen to me. V'lachein says Yirmiyahu, call Hashem. Hashem locates Tzvakos, locates Yisrael. As you know, you didn't listen to me. Okay, you're going to get punished, as we've said many times. So many prakim, so many times there are symbols, there are actions, there are models that Yirmiyahu is trying to teach the people throughout the years. This is a couple of years earlier, way before the Churban. But he's still trying and trying, but nothing is working. But Hashem says, they're going to get punished, B'nai Yisrael, but the Beis Rechavim, because you keep true to who you are, Amei Yirmiyahu, Komar Hashem, Al Tzvokos, Alkei Yisrael, Yanash HaShematem, Al Mitzvahs Yonadav Avichem, because you listen to Yonadav, your father, then I promise you, Lo Yikareis Ish Yonadav Ben Rechav Omei Lefanai Kal HaYamim. There will be a family member from Yonadav that will be standing in front of me all my days. The Yalkut in Shoftim notes, beginning of Shoftim, this is even stronger than the promise to David HaMelech. David HaMelech at least is on a Tanai. But here is just, no, it's yours. It's yours. The Yalkut says, Rabbi Nassan Omer, Gadol HaBris Shenichrasim Yonadav Ben Rechav, and HaBris Shenichrasim David, Shabris Shenichrasim David Lo Nichras Ela Al Tanai. Shenemar Mishru Vanech HaBrisi Vim Lav Uvakati B'Shevet Pisham. Aval HaBris Shenichrasim Yonadav Ben Rechav Lo Nichras Imo Al Tanai. No Tanai, just our Pasik. Pretty amazing, very strong. But what does it mean, Omeid Lefanai? He's going to work in front of me. This is descendants of Gerim. Right, this is like the Gemara in Shabbos Lamed Aleph, the Ger Amanas Sheye Kohen Gadol. Right, so what does that mean, that he's going to work in front of me, Omeid Lefanai? So Omeid Lefanai might just mean Avodas Hashem. Might not mean being Kohanim. Avodas Hashem, that's what the Mesudas David here says, Yirei Hashem v'choshvei shmo v'nichna'im la'avodaso. The Radak has two other pshatim, quoting the Medrash. V'chigerim nichnasim laheichal? Says, no, av Yisraeli nichnasim. Maybe it means there'll be members of the Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin, Lishkas HaGozes, sits in the Beis HaMikdash, number one. Number two, maybe their daughters will marry Kohanim, and their grandsons then will be Kohanim working in the Beis HaMikdash. Anyway, three different pshatim, what does it mean? Omeid lefanai kol hayamim. Two other halachic issues. They listen to Yehonadav. Rav Chaim Kanievsky in the time of the cross says, this is one of the rayas that this kibud av aim even after the death of the father. Because here, Yonadav was way long niftar, and yet they're still listening to him. Number one, he doesn't focus on, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch discusses in the context of saying your father's name and quoting your father. But also, I know why he doesn't say the other issue, and that is, this is not a father. This is not even a grandfather. It's probably a great-grandfather, a great-great-grandfather. Right, the Radak points out, it's a couple hundred years earlier. That also is a machlokas in the postgame. The Rama writes, in Kibud Av Aim, in Simen Reish Mem, Sif Chav Dalid, the Rama writes that there's a mitzvah of kavod grandfather. Chayv Adam L'chabed, b'kavod avi aviv. Right, and some say, quotes the Ma'arik that says, ein chiyav l'chabed, b'kavod avi aviv. They don't nearly. I think there is. He quotes it based on a medrash in Vayizbach Zvachim Elokei Aviv Aviv Yitzchak, and he quotes, he brings Karbanos to the God of his father Yitzchak. Right? He quotes that. I just didn't read the whole line. Let me just read the whole line. Yesh Omrim Dein Adam Chayav Kavod Avi Aviv Veinonirali Ela Dechayav Kavod Aviv Yoser Mikavod Avi Aviv. Right, he's chayiv in his father more than his grandfather, but of course he's father chayiv in his grandfather. There's many different rayas, as the Rashi Maseches Makos that the Gra points out, but this is l'chora one of the rayas too. Right, this is one of the rayas that's against the Ma'arik also, that they're listening to their forefather, and in that way they get schar for it. Okay, we'll have to stop here, and we'll see next parak about the terrible things that one of the kings is going to do in terms of ripping the Torah when he finds what's written in it. Okay, we'll stop here. Parak Lamed Hey.